And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama. That's right. Solid conservative. And, hey, by the way, just plain right, just so you know. All right, one of my favorite segments that we do every week. We get together with the folks who help make all this possible. So right now, we got a crew that has been making the tech work. Like, even today, it was funny, not funny. It was funny, not funny, watching Boomer run around the studio trying to unplug things and plug them back in. You know it was, man. Okay, it's funny now, right? It wasn't funny then. But I got great folks who make things happen. I mean, I have the joy of just knowing that if I push a little button, I'll wind up talking to people. That's what winds up being the extent of my tech knowledge. But I got great guys who do all the stuff. Well, they're great guys who know how to do the stuff. But they know they got opinions too. They got opinions about things that matter. And so I like to do the situation we call Boomer and the Birdman once a week. And is Birdman, is he synced with us, Boomer? Have we got him online?
Hello, hello.
Oh, Lord, that's kind of scary. That was actually kind of creepy. It's like somebody snuck up on me right there.
Boo.
Birdman, you doing all right?
I'm doing well. How about you guys?
We're good. We're good now. I mean, we're good now that Boomer found the right cord to unplug and replace. But all good. All right. Hey, we got to start this thing off right, Boomer. So that means there's a sound effect for Boomer and the Birdman. Ready? Hit it. All right. Here's the deal. Questions go out to y'all. Y'all tell me what you think. Sometimes I know you're speaking from your generational perspective. Sometimes it's your own personal opinion. But give me your thoughts on things. And then today we're going to throw a curve in there. Going to let y'all ask me questions. And I'm just like bracing myself for what may or may not happen. All right. First question. You ready? How do you balance party, policy, and personality when you're selecting who to vote for? And if you were listening to my monologue, you got some thoughts. But anyway, how do you personally balance party, policy, and personality when you're selecting who to vote for? And I'll start with you, Birdman. What do you think?
Yeah, this actually, I've never really thought about things in this sort of sense. I never really broke it down like this, but it made me start thinking more about temperament. And I specifically say that because there's a lot of people, especially on the right, who are, you know, still all in for Trump, but they realize that, you know, he's kind of got the temperament of, well, I like his policies, but he ticked everybody off on social media. And then you've got your DeSantis type who is, you know, riding that same kind of line, but is very diplomatic, stands up straight, is very professional. I think balancing the policy and the personality is far more important to me personally than the party itself. I'm more interested in the success of our nation and adhering to traditional values than saying, hey, I'm this. And then they just use that as an excuse rather than actually proving it. So the policy and personality part is really what I've been taking into account.
Okay. All right. So you're less inclined to say, I want to make sure they're in the Republican Party or the Democrat Party, which I know for you is the Republican Party, but you're less inclined to worry about their party affiliation as long as their policy and the personality are things you can line up with.
Absolutely. For me, yeah, absolutely. Because the political spectrum has changed so much throughout so many years. You know, what used to be Democrats, now Republicans, yada, yada. I want to focus on what's true and right.
All right. All right. There's yours. What you got there, Boomer?
I actually completely agree with that. I look at it as the policy now, more so. What are their beliefs? What are they going to do for our country? What are their stances? And then, honestly, then I look at that personality part. I'm a big personality guy. So, like, you know, how are they going to interact with people? I mean, I want them to be able to talk to me like I'm a human being, not just talk from a teleprompter. And then the party. But on all that, can I go into something else?
Yeah, man.
I mean, some young people are going to have a harder time. You know, younger generation, maybe just the ones that are about to start voting, are going to have a little bit harder of a time because they're so used to social media these days and things of that nature. They're going to look more at the personality of the person and maybe even just the party because that's what social media says.
Yeah. So okay. I agree with that. I think that's going to be like the mean tweets are going to mean something.
Correct.
The Trump mean tweets are going to mean something, perhaps to the social media generation, which you know every generation right now does social media. But you're right. The more heavily influenced generation is probably the younger generation on that. All right. So you said policy was number one for you. Was there a number one for you, Birdman?
It's policy. Absolutely. Okay.
It wasn't for me when I was growing up. I will say that. I mean, it was probably when I was growing up, it was probably I got sucked into party personality policy.
Well, and I get all of it, but I get least personality. And I don't mean like it's not a part of it. Like it's very easy for me to look at an appealing candidate. Like I'll be quite honest, in the most recent US Senate primary, I said multiple times that if I had one candidate who had Mike Durant's resume, Mo Brooks' voting record for policy, but had Katie Britt's personality all wrapped into one candidate, I'd have been a very happy person. But as a longtime member of the Republican Party, I'm a firm believer in having a team, having a brand. But I know that the reality is policy means more to me. If the Republican Party's platform was the Democrat stances, and the Democrats had what the Republicans consider in their platform, I'd probably be a Democrat because the policies mean something. Mm-hmm. All right, good job. All right, so let me jump over to the next question. Next question. All right. Well, I guess that is kind of almost like led into that last question. What a segue, Phil. If you could design a resume, like if there's somebody running for president, and you could design a resume of someone you wish would run for president, what would that resume include? So, Boomer, you get to go first this time, and I see the faraway, starry-eyed look in your eye.
Yeah,
you're looking for everything from rapping Ted Nugent with Ronald Reagan and a Congressional Medal of Honor winner all in one time.
That's kind of what I was going for. I mean, for me, that candidate. I mean, it's kind of like what we were just a little bit talking about the policy. What are you gonna, you know, what are you going to be all about? But then I was thinking, man, someone like crazy like Ted Nugent, but I mean, for me is that all the policy stuff, your stance, like exactly what I just said, stance, I don't want just empty promises.
No, I get it. So, all right. So let's say you look at the resume and they have a resume. Mm-hmm. What do you want to see on it?
Oh man, can I defer to Birdman first?
Birdman, you go first. What you got?
Okay, so I'll just jump in and say I'm a big fan of DeSantis, but if I was building a politician or build a bear, whatever we're going with here, honestly, if I could get DeSantis with a stronger 2A stance and Casey Wardinsky's military background,
yeah,
that's what I would choose.
Well, you know, by the way, DeSantis has a military background. He was a naval, I think he was a Naval Academy graduate and a Navy JAG officer.
I'm sorry, I should have clarified. When I say that, I mean Casey's specific background, especially when he got into like the Pentagon and the people he worked with. I should have specified. But yeah, his background in specific.
Okay, all right, cool enough. Boomer, I'm looking back over at you. Are you ready to add to the resume?
I mean, I'm going to be honest, I haven't thought of that. So,
okay.
I mean, really, I haven't really thought of it. I'm just looking at who's going to be up right now in my head is like Birdman just said, DeSantis. I love DeSantis and what he stands for and how he says it, he does it. And then, honestly, I love Trump, too, and all of his policies that he was enacting.
I think one of the things that made Trump so good is that he had been a leader. And by the way, he's built businesses. He knows what the risk of the dollar is. He knows what it means to sign the paychecks. He knows what it means to have to put your name on the line, take out the loan. Mm-hmm. And at some point, it got to the point that he was so big that he could borrow from himself. You know what I'm saying? But he knows what it means to start off and to risk the venture. And we don't have any of that in the Biden administration.
Right.
I mean, I don't know of anyone who has come into the Biden administration with that level of business experience. So for me, I would want to see somebody who had, you know, major business experience, who's been out there in the private sector, who's not just lived off of the government paycheck for all their career. I want to add to that someone who is, I would love, this is me personally, but I would love to see someone who has served ably in the military. Would I love to see, a special ops guy or an airborne ranger, that guy? Sure, that's my background. But you know what? I don't have to have that as long as I've seen them be willing to serve. Mm. On top of that, I would love to know what their stance is on their faith. Phil Williams talking, I'm wanting a longtime successful businessman who loves the Lord, who has served his country, and oh, by the way, has sacrificed along the way and has a family life that I can respect. I mean, I look at all those things, and I'm thinking that I want to see that. I want that in a candidate.
Absolutely. I mean, I see that as well. I mean, for someone to publicly proclaim that, I mean, their faith, that would be huge.
It is. And I don't want to just say, I'm the Christian conservative. I want to see the fruit of their faith, if you know what I'm saying.
Absolutely.
All right, well, tell you what, Boomer, good time. Let's go ahead and take it to a break right now. We got more of Boomer and the Birdman coming up next. Oh, Lord, we're going to shift gears. I'm going to let them just ask me questions. Oh, we'll see how this goes. I don't know where it's going to go. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. We'll be right back. And we're back, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama, solid conservative and just plain right. Hey, so we're in one of my favorite segments every single week. We go through a series of questions here with Boomer and the Birdman. And so we're in round two of Boomer and the Birdman, but we're going to flip the script. Just thought that today I would take a different tack on one piece of it and let them ask me questions. So, yeah, I am opening myself up for whatever may come, and I think it's Birdman's turn to go first this time. All right, man, what have you got for me?
All right, so I'm not going to go as weird as you were probably expecting.
And well, I reserve the right not to go weird. How about that?
Well, I thought about going to the political aspect or the really intense political questions, but I actually have something simpler for you.
All right.
So you've been married for quite a while now.
I have.
And that's, that's fantastic. So here's my question. If you had to point at one thing to say unequivocally, this is what made my marriage succeed, it's what keeps my marriage succeeding, what would that be?
Earplug so she can't hear me snoring at night. Wow, what a question. So, all right. We've been married just short of 36 years. I would have to say, first of all, it was a Jesus decision. It was a decision based upon our faith that we're in this together for the long haul, and that nothing and nobody should get between and that Jesus first, and if we're keeping God first, then the rest of it comes in a much better fashion. That's my off the cuff answer. I really do believe that, and I would say that Jesus first is probably what's been the defining factor in a beautiful near 36 year marriage. There's several other elements too. I mean, not the least of which, she's an extremely patient woman, and then I also, here's the other thing. I say this with all candor, and I pray this way. I know that I am perfectly capable of screwing up my marriage. I know that. That's why I pray constantly that God would guard my heart and not allow me to screw up my marriage. So it's like admitting up front that I have every capability of being a total hack on my marriage, and I don't want to be. And just honoring her as the number one person in the world. Even my kids know that. They hear it from me. She's the number one person in the world. Man, you get me all melodramatic now, Birdman.
I like it.
Okay. Good enough. All right. Well, pray tell, what do you have, Boomer?
All right. So I'm coming at you at two different directions.
Yeah.
Leah Thomas.
Who, what?
The Leah Thomas, the swimmer.
Yeah. Okay. Oh. Oh. I was thinking of the 80s, like Breakfast Club superstar Leah Thompson.
Oh,
okay.
No.
Okay. Got it. All right.
So just what happened with this lady just now, the 80-year-old lady?
80-year-old, yeah.
All right. Coming at you on the dad front.
Dad.
Yeah, the dad front. If that would have been your daughter in the YMCA locker room, obviously you'd be proud of her for standing up and saying something. But on the lawyer side and on the dad side, how would you help her go about this?
You forgot the Army Ranger side.
And the Army Ranger side. I mean,
lock and load of magazines in my trusty M16.
Right. I mean, how would you go about that on the law side? Like, how can you go and attack this?
Well, first of all, I would look at it, trying to break that down pragmatically, like you said, legally speaking, I believe this 80-year-old woman was probably paying for a membership.
Mm-hmm.
And did she not have any rights as a member? Is there not a membership guide? Is there not something she signed up for that gives her the right to make a complaint? And apparently they treated her with such disdain and threw her out because she dared to question why someone with male parts is allowed to walk around and gaze at women in the locker room. I mean, so first of all, here's the other piece. People don't realize this. Under Alabama law, you actually have a right to security and privacy. It's not just that the other side is allowed to infringe upon your security. You have a right to your own sense of security. And then, of course, I'd have to look at state laws. See, they were in Washington State, so see where they were. Mm-hmm. There's the legal side of it. As a practical standpoint, I think I'd be calling that manager and asking for a face-to-face. And if he wants to have his corporate counsel with him, fine. But he's going to hear from me, and then he's also going to hear how we're pulling our kids out. And I'm pretty sure that all of our friends who swim there are pulling their kids out. And the other pool down the street he competes with, yeah, that's where we're going. What do you think of that?
Yes.
Dadgummit.
Dadgummit, that's awesome. That's what I want to hear.
All right, well, tell you what, this is, all right, there you go. You guys got to ask me questions. So last thing of every single time we do this, stupidest story of the week. And Boomer, I think you're first. You got your stupidest story ready?
I do.
You guys always find stuff that I have not seen. as much resourcing as I do, you guys always come in and crack me up. What'd you find? Stupidest story of the week.
A drunk woman arrested after driving a golf cart on busy highway. I think it was highway. It's in Florida.
I'd say she was highway, but
yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
So what happened? There was an 18-wheeler that basically moved her over to the side of the road. He witnessed her. Well, he said he witnessed her falling asleep at the wheel on a golf cart in the middle of the
Florida highway.
Yep, on the Florida highway.
Was she trying to find her way home or trying to find her way to the ninth hole? What was happening?
She had an open bottle of Jack Daniels, it says.
Just on her golf cart,
yep.
An open bottle of Jack, and she's driving down the highway, and an 18-wheeler nudged her off the road?
Yep, Interstate 95, and she was 58 years old.
I am pretty sure that the driver of the 18-wheeler was incurring some form of liability by nudging a golf cart off the road, regardless of her capacities. Oh, my gosh. That is ridiculous. All right, last one. We got about a minute. Birdman, what's your stupidest story of the week?
Well, I know you guys are deep into the Hollywood fashion realm, so you probably already know about this. But Balenciaga, which is this ultra-luxury Hollywood brand, has introduced a new handbag. I thought you guys might be interested about it. It's only $1,800, and it's designed to look like a trash bag. And
what?
It's a trash bag. It's trash. Just a trash bag.
Here, there's I can give you a whole box of those. They come in a roll. You peel them off one at a time.
Are they $1,800? And can I get them in blue? Because they've got that.
So that thing about our marriage surviving for many, many years, I'm pretty sure it didn't survive because I said, "Hey, Charlene, why don't you carry a trash bag?" And that
it's an expensive trash bag. That's got to stand for something, right?
Yeah, you know, the fashion industry, just I look at it and go, that stuff doesn't sell, except to idiots who have more money than they know what to do with. That's who it sells to. All right, Birdman, appreciate you, man. We'll talk to you soon. We're going to be back in a minute, you guys. That was a good clip, Boomer and the Birdman. And y'all asked me questions, too, which is also kind of a treat, at least for me it was. All right. We're going to be right back next on the Triple Dipper. Fit to Fight, U.S. Military. We'll talk about it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. We'll be right back.